Hey, buddy, got a cigarette?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. Could I borrow one of your cigarettes?
Oh, certainly. Where are you hit?
In the arm.
I better put a tourniquet on that. Give me your arm. Wait a minute. Chaos, eh? Then that bullet was meant for me.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about this chaos emblem on your back. Where did you get it?
How did that get there?
How did that get there? Are you trying to tell me you don't know how that tattoo got there?
Well, you can't expect a fellow to remember everything.
Come on, get on your feet. I'm taking you downtown for questioning.
All right, smart, but I got news for you. You're not going to live through the day. You got a price on your head of $250,000.
$250,000? You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Is that American money or chaos script?
American money. And with that kind of a price on your head, every killer in the country's going to be after you. You don't stand a chance.
Oh, really? Well, I've got news for you, fella. Anybody who tries to collect that reward is going to have to do it over my dead body.
Incompetence, bunglers, dummkopfs, sissies, call yourself killers. You are not worthy of the name. In the past 3 weeks, Maxwell Schmart has personally eliminated no less than 11. Do you hear me? Stupid! Maxwell Schmart has personally eliminated no less than 11 of our most vicious, brutal, cold-blooded agents. Some of whom were my best, dearest, sweetest, kindest friends. And all because of your bumbling stupidity. But let me tell you this. Who is responsible for putting this picture over here? This is another example of your stupidity! It belongs over here. Now, we did our best to try to disguise some of our better-known agents Mixwell Schmart recognized them like this. Now listen to this. I am still offering $250,000 for Maxwell Schmart, dead or alive. Correction, dead or dead. This reward may act as an incentive to other organizations of evil to try to make an honest buck. Now, get this through your thick, nitwit skulls. I warn you, as of right now, if Mick Swellschmatt is not killed within 48 hours, the annual chaos bingo party and barbecue is canceled.
Max, I don't blame you for being nervous. Chaos is very anxious to get rid of you.
$250,000 and tax-free.
It's an enormous reward, the biggest I can remember.
I know. I'd make an attempt to collect it myself if I could figure out a way to live through it.
Max, the important thing is for you to be more careful than you've ever been in your life.
You're right, Chief. This whole thing is beginning to get on my nerves. The news is all over control. Why, do you know that the boys in the lab have a pool to guess how long I'll be alive? Wait a minute, Chief. You don't suppose that anybody in control would make an attempt on my life, do you?
I think you ought to get out of town for a while.
Why?
Max, you're very tense. I think you can use the rest.
Well, Chief, I'm not going to run away and hide.
Max, your nerves are shot. You don't know who are your friends or who are your enemies. Next thing you know, you'll be suspecting me.
That's not true, Chief. If there's one thing in this world I'm sure of, it's the fact that you and I are friends.
Well, I should certainly hope so.
Now, just take it easy. One false move and you're a dead man. Now pull your hand out of your pocket slowly. Sorry, Chief, but don't ever pull a handkerchief on a friend.
Max, I'm worried about you. You really are jumpy.
Don't worry about me, 99. I'll be all right.
Max, it's just a car backfiring.
I know that, 99. I was just practicing.
For what?
For the control track meet. '99, there was something very strange about that car.
Max, they tried to kill us.
So that's what it was. Did you get the license number?
No, Max.
I wonder if it was a chaos car or a control car. What are you doing, 99?
Max, I'm hunting for my electronic finder. Agent 13 is in the area, and we're supposed to locate him and get his report.
Oh, okay.
Listen, Max. 13 is someplace near.
Thirteen, can you hear me?
Max, I think he's in the vending machine.
I think you're right, 99. You stay here and let me know if you see any suspicious cars coming.
Right, Max.
That you, 13?
No, it's the abominable snowman. Of course it's me.
All right, what have you got, 13?
You name it. Pneumonia, bronchitis, frostbite, the flu.
Look, 13, I feel very sorry for you, but I'm in a hurry.
I don't know, 86. I gotta get out of the spy business. I'm supposed to be a secret agent, not a penguin.
Look, 13, have you seen any chaos agents loitering around here in the neighborhood? Well, what's the matter now?
You could at least say Gesundheit.
All right, Gesundheit.
It's too late now.
The reason that I ask about the...
I haven't had such a chill since I asked the chief for a raise.
I'm asking you, 13, if any chaos... Gesundheit.
Now you're talking. All right, what's your problem, 86?
Chaos has offered $250,000 for my death.
Wow. With that kind of money, I could retire in Florida or Arizona.
The last Gesundheit he gets out of me. '99, look at that.
What, Max?
But don't you see anything unusual about the way that man is walking?
Not particularly.
He favors the ball of his right foot. Like a man who has been raised in goat country and has had to walk sideways up hills a lot. There's only one man in the world who has a distinctive walk like that.
Who, Max?
His name is Valdez, and he's one of Chaos's top assassins. I'd know that walk anywhere. You'll see, 99. He has an evil face, a big black mustache, and a scar running across his right cheek.
What are you going to do, Max?
I'm going after him, 99. You stay here.
Max, be careful.
Would you get off of me, mister? I think you've broken my arm.
Sorry about that. You see, I thought you were an old friend.
Max, eat your soup. It's human to make a mistake.
'99, isn't that waiter new around here?
I haven't seen him before. Why?
I don't like his looks. How was your soup, 99?
Fine.
Here, try mine.
Fine.
Oh, I thought it was poisoned. Fella, now just what did you have in mind for the stiletto?
It's for that gentleman's steak.
Sorry about that.
Let's skip lunch, Max.
Maybe you're right, 99. Come on, let's go. Hold it, 99.
What is it, Max?
That man over there.
That's a man?
Yes, it's a brilliant disguise, 99, but that so-called woman is actually Melvin Forrester, bagman for the Chaos Syndicate. Notice the twitching in the neck muscles. That's the giveaway.
Max, don't you think you better have a look at Melvin's face before you do anything?
We don't have time, 99. I've got to get him before he sees us.
Max, you're already up on one count of assault and battery. Would you believe? Two counts.
Max, you need a rest. You can't go around jumping on innocent people. Besides, you're in greater danger all the time.
What do you mean?
Well, they raised the price on your head to $500,000.
$500,000? That's $500,000. That's terrible, Chief. I mean, $250,000 is a reasonable price for killing a man, but $500,000 caters to greed.
Chaos must be getting frantic. You're probably closer to breaking this case than you think.
I don't think so, Chief.
Well, why do you think the price was raised?
Inflation.
Max, I want you to get out of town for a while. Go to some nice resort somewhere and relax. Swim, play some tennis, take a girl out dancing.
Chief, what are you talking about? You can't ask me to give up my career, to give up a life of adventure and intrigue, to go to some country club and become a has-been, lie around playing golf and tennis. And besides...
What?
I've got nothing to wear. Maybe now I can get some rest. Who is it?
It's me, Max.
Who's me?
99.
How do I know you're not someone pretending to be 99?
You don't.
Oh. Well, what do we do now?
Why don't you look at me through the peephole?
Good idea. 99.
Max?
Are you alone?
Yes.
Good. Okay, 99, what's up?
I came to say goodbye.
To whom?
To you. The chief said you were going away for a rest. I'll miss you, Max.
Oh, thank you, 99.
You're welcome. I guess I better be getting back to control.
99.
Yes, Max.
I don't suppose you'd consider leaving by the window.
No, thank you.
Talking. Who are you?
Max, it's me, Joe Friebisch, Agent 63.
Are you kidding? I've known Joe Friebisch for years.
Well, let me up and I'll explain.
All right, get on your feet. All right, get your hands up. All right, get over there. Now, who are you really?
I've been telling you I'm Joe Friebisch, Agent 63.
Sounds like Joe's voice, Max.
Yes. And it's Joe's build, but it's not Joe's face.
Well, didn't you hear about the train wreck I was in last week?
Oh, yes. You almost got killed.
I was very self-conscious about those scars. Now, look. Go ahead, 99, you too. Now, feel these cheeks.
Well,
Now, please, be my guest. Now, pull on my nose. It's perfect, isn't it, huh?
It's very nice.
Now, come on, tell the truth, 86. Is this a great face or isn't it?
It's okay, but I'm still not convinced you're the real Joe Friebisch.
I've been telling you I am Joe.
Maybe he is Joe, Max.
Well, there's only one sure way to find out. What happened in Cairo on the night of April 3rd, 1963? Only the real Joe Friebisch would know the answer to that.
All right.
So that's what happened?
I still get letters from the tall one.
Then this is all plastic surgery.
Right.
But I don't understand. Plastic surgery takes weeks to heal.
Not when Dr. Noodleman does it.
Isn't he the one who does plastic surgery for control agents without charging anything?
That's the one. He's a great humanitarian.
Tell me, Joe, where is this doctor located?
His office is in town in the Conway building. Why?
I've got to clear something up. And maybe I can bring an end to this business of going around jumping on people.
Where are you going, Max?
To ask Dr. Noodleman a few questions.
It must be very gratifying, Dr. Noodleman, to give people new hope, new life.
He who is blessed with a gift and does not share it lives in darkness.
I must remember that. I'm getting a little tired of a coward dies a thousand deaths.
Say, that one is fantastic, Doctor. What did he look like before the operation?
He had a little button nose.
But
I hate little button noses.
Doctor, I came here to ask you for some information.
It's always a pleasure to serve control.
Doctor, I have a theory that while facial characteristics can be altered, flares and twitches are a different matter. Is this true?
Very true, Mr. Smart.
You see, Doctor, I've arrested certain criminals lately. Criminals that I thought I recognized.
Then later you discovered you were mistaken.
Yes. Unless...
Unless those certain criminals have had plastic surgery performed.
Exactly. Now, Doctor, I understand that you can perform plastic surgery that heals almost immediately.
That is correct.
You see, Doctor, I have reason to believe that Chaos has somehow gotten a hold of this technique. That's why I came to you. I was hoping perhaps you could give me a list of crooked doctors.
Did you look in the yellow pages?
No, I thought perhaps you could narrow it down faster. What's the matter, Doctor?
Possibly nothing. Would you mind stepping into my examining room for a moment? Sit right down, Mr. Smart. It's
What is it, Doctor?
Probably nothing. But as long as you're here, we might as well take a look. Make yourself comfortable. I'll be right back. Maxwell Smart is in my office. Is there still a $500,000 reward for his death? Good. No, don't send anybody. I'll kill him myself. Now, Mr. Smart, let's have a look.
What is it, Doctor?
This little scar on your cheek, how long have you had that?
Since I cut myself shaving this morning.
Well, as long as you got you here, may as well patch it up. How's it feel?
Well, it's a little tight, Doctor.
Good.
I know this is a silly question, Doctor, but why am I being strapped in?
So you won't move. We wouldn't want you to move and risk spoiling your classic features now, would we?
Doctor, you know, when I learned what you had done for Joe Friebisch, something in my brain snapped.
What was that, Mr. Smart?
Well, I realized that some other doctor was performing the same operation for the Chaos Syndicate.
Impossible. I'm the only one who knows the technique.
Doctor, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to tell me the truth. Are you going to kill me?
Yes.
Wouldn't you like a little more time to think over your answer?
This will only put you to sleep, Mr. Smart. You won't feel a thing.
And when I wake up, I'll be dead.
Exactly.
Don't move, Noodleman, or you're a dead doctor.
My hand, you ruined it. I'll never operate again.
All right, Larrabee, get him out of here. Friebisch in 99 telephoned me after you left your apartment and told me where you were going. So I decided to come over here just in case you got into any trouble.
Nothing I couldn't handle, Chief.
Good work, Max. I'm glad this case is closed.
What do you mean this case is closed? This case isn't closed.
Why not?
Because it's shocking, absolutely shocking, that a quack like that could be a controlled doctor for 10 years. I want a complete and thorough investigation of this entire matter. Who's in charge of our medical security division?
Max, the case is closed.
Who is it, Chief?
You.
That's what I said, Chief. The case is closed. These files of Dr. Noodleman are absolutely fantastic.
He must have changed the faces of over 100 Chaos agents, Max.
Yes, but at least we have pictures of what they look like now. We should be able to round most of them up.
Good news, Max. We've received additional information on the $500,000 reward offered for your death.
What about it, Chief?
It runs out at midnight tonight.
You mean in 4 hours I'll stop being a marked man?
Absolutely. You won't have to worry any longer about who your friends are or who your enemies are.
Oh, come on now, Chief. I never really
thought... Oh, that's all right, Max. I understand. Believe me, in your place, I would have felt exactly the same way. I wouldn't have known who to trust.
In that case, I wonder if you and 99 would mind doing me a favor until the deadline runs out.
Certainly, Max.
What is it?
Stick 'em up. I mean, there's no use taking any chances now, is there? Come on, come on.